plus the second would be the seventh.
yes.
End of the first full week of the month of March. Doug Steffen here with Ken Kessler to discuss some of the more important issues of the day, the best stories, conversation about what's going on in the news, and the latest from Syria gives people cause to think, as Syria claims that the rebels have been using chemical weapons, trying to blame the Syrian government in an effort to draw the United States into the war. That's an interesting, maybe not too creative, because they're not going to be too smart to try that approach, but I've noticed, Kenny, many of the people in the Middle East are not very creative, as many people in the Eastern Bloc areas, they're just not, that's okay, so let's just turn this around. Sound like a discussion or an argument on the Rush Limbaugh program or something. Well, no, let's just turn that around. Although Mark Levin would be more likely to take that approach than Limbaugh might. Anyway, Syria claims that Israel's airstrikes over the weekend killed 42 innocent Syrians or Syrian soldiers or whatever. Iran has offered to aid Syria, but not made any indication they would attack Israel. That's probably a fairly smart thing on their behalf. Analysts believe that Israel was not intent on attacking Syria, but on ending the flow of arms from Iran to Syria to the Hezbollah in Palestine. And that also makes great sense when you think about it. So, what makes sense? What doesn't? Where's the emotion here? What are you thinking about it? Are you worried? 888-302-3684 to be in touch with us here on the Good Day program with a little insight or thoughts. We'll have some of your calls, let's see, in a few moments as we have time. There's a lot of other things going on. We'll get some excerpts from various radio programs that we monitor to put this hour of the Good Day program together. And we do that with the television opportunities as well. For example, here from MSNBC, Chris Hayes talked about the increasing likelihood the war in Syria would spill over its borders.
Israel bombing Syrian military targets for the second time in 3 days on Sunday. The Syrian government responded with outrage, calling the bombings a declaration of war. And if that's not a worrying enough sign, the civil war could be poised to spill over its borders. Iran has taken the opportunity to announce that it's ready to support the Syrian regime with military training. It's something many Western officials believe Iran has already been doing. But the fact they're now willing to go public is an important sign of the potential for this conflict to continue to spread. In another sign of the conflict's potential to expand, it even bizarrely made its way onto social media as Syrian hackers, supported the government forces, reportedly took over the Onion's Twitter account briefly. The resulting tweets, which have since been deleted, were weird and propagandistic and offensive. Here's one example. Quote, UN retracts report of Syrian chemical weapon use. Lab tests confirm it's jihadi body odor. But as the Syrian conflict expands and seems poised to spread across its borders, the internal political pressure on President Obama to do something, to get involved, to intervene in some way, is growing in a very, very palpable way.
The whole situation is becoming more and more expansive, and unfortunately, the red line that the President of the United States written was apparently written in disappearing ink. The Obama administration should be, I think, cognizant of what George Shultz, our former great Secretary of State, once told me when he was in the Marine Corps. His drill instructor told him, said, never point a weapon at someone unless you're ready to pull a trigger.
John McCain, of course, has long been leading the chorus calling for the U.S. to step into the Syrian conflict, calls that have only intensified with signs the war might be spreading. There's no doubt the pressure from those calls for action is being felt inside the White House. Secretary of State John Kerry is headed to Moscow to try again to convince the Russians, who supported the Syrian government, to work with the United States on a political settlement to the civil war. But some really valuable White House reporting from Dexter Filkins shows what all this pressure looks and feels like inside the Obama White House. Quote, the pressures on us to intervene now are enormous, senior White House official said, but the day after you do something, the pressures go in the other direction. In Libya, the day after we intervened, all the pressure went from why aren't you intervening to what did you just do? And that sentiment perfectly encapsulates what's so dangerous and so worrying and frankly scary about what's happening in Syria right now. The effect of everything that has developed around that conflict in the last few weeks, and especially in just these last few days, has been more pressure on the United States to take action there, to do something. So that pressure is coming precisely the moment the war in Syria seems likeliest to spread, and when it is becoming less and less clear what could even be accomplished with increased U.S. involvement.
That's a question a lot of people had, and that's to be studied. 888 888- 302-3684. So, Kenny, as far as social media comments, whether it's ours, facebook.com/good day or Twitter at good day, what is it that across the board, there have to be a lot of postscripts to some of these stories, like the airstreak, the Secretary of State actually making his case to the Russians that they need to take a tougher stance on Syria as things get difficult between a lot of the various parties in the Middle East. So when people get involved in blogging or talking about this in general on the social media pages, what sort of form does it take?
The opinion seems to be all on one side, that we need to just stay out and let them deal with their own problem.
Mm-hmm. So that hasn't changed much from yesterday.
No, it's all the I have yet to see the airstrikes from Israel. If anything, just make people more adamant that that this is not our fight. Chase says, I'm Canadian, so can only give you an outsider's point of view. I think the U.S. should stay out of Syria, and they should have stayed out of Egypt and Libya. The people they help get into power and do not become friends of the West, mm-hmm. only come back at some point as enemies. For the U.S. own good, keep your men and women at home. They have been through more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas says, consider that if France and England had become involved in our civil war, you might be saying y'all right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I grew up in North Carolina. I still say y'all.
Y'all. Yeah, not me. 888-302-3684. So the connection, by the way, the State Department says there's no indication that rebels fighting against the government have used chemical weapons to sort of answer what was said earlier. Lots of conversation about other things that have... I guess some international connection, and we'll get to those as we talk about what's going on today. It's a Tuesday on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
I have some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
888-302-3684. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney asked whether President Obama is prepared to intervene in Syria. A spokesman said the administration believes that such the involvement with the weapons and that sort of thing is not likely. Very skeptical the administration is as to who's using what chemical weapons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so let's get to a report with talk host Doug McKelvin. Here he has political analyst Paul Brandis talking about whether the U.S. was involved at all with Israel and the airstrikes on Syria.
I guess the administration's been busy all weekend long analyzing Israel's airstrikes on Syria. Makes you wonder if our administration wasn't in constant contacts with them before this all transpired and sort of urging Israel on.
Well, that remains to be seen from what we've seen so far. Doug, the White House was perhaps tipped off. But look, they've said all along that Israel has the right to defend itself. And what they did, for folks who are maybe just catching up to this, they bombed over the weekend some missiles, Iranian missiles, by the way, that could have been used to attack Israeli cities. So the White House has said all along, look, they have absolutely the right to defend themselves. The broader question is, though, what does this mean for the Syrian war? Is it upping the pressure on the president to get involved? And particularly, what about this use of chemical weapons that's been alleged? Now, folks have said that it's the Syrian government that has used these chemical weapons, but not so fast. There's a UN report just yesterday that said actually it might have been these rebels who have used these chemical weapons. So it's all very murky, very uncertain, and I think that helps explain why the White House has been so cautious about all of this.
CBS reporter Robert Berger about Israel's unexpected involvement there in Syria this weekend.
What is the latest news here after a couple of airstrikes in just a period of 48 hours that conducted by Israel in Syria?
Well, right now it's tense but quiet. Syria has not carried out its threat to retaliate, which Israel actually believes it won't retaliate. This was a calculated gamble by Israel to launch a surgical strikes, assuming that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, who's basically caught up in his own civil war, would not want to open a new front with Israel.
Not even in a form of retaliation. What about, I'm curious to know, though, the idea behind these strikes were to destroy some armaments that were believed to be on their way from Iran to Lebanon for Hezbollah. Is that
exactly? Basically, Israel has said, and it's warned that this might happen, that it doesn't want to allow sophisticated weapons to get into the hands of Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Israel's already fought a war with Hezbollah back in 2006, and Hezbollah does have 60 or 70,000 rockets. Now, Israel doesn't want chemical weapons to get to Hezbollah because it could tip those rockets with chemicals. That's one. And two, what they targeted this time were Fatah 110 missiles made in Iran, which are guided missiles.
All right. Enough on that. 21 after and good day.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof.
see the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code MOM20.
Sing along to that. Why do I remember that? What is that song? What's that? Oh, it is the Cars.
The Cars.
Yeah, yeah. Shake it up. All right, so conversation, that's what we're all about here. 24 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, and your focus on, or the desire, I'm guessing, at this hour of the day, is to figure out what's going on so you'll know. And you can sound like the intelligent person that you are in conversation. Latest in the Boston bombing aftermath, a fund to help victims in the marathon bombings is going to be divided up first to families of those who are killed, and then by the severity of injuries, but nobody ought to expect to have 100% of their expenses covered, says the mayor of Boston. Whether we do this fund or not, we haven't got enough money. The administrator of the fund is Ken Feinberg. He's got in his work cut out for him, because I think this would be kind of hard to decide. Everybody's looking for something. They have expectations. I was in a grocery store last night, and it was interesting because they had a cup and just was on, it wrote on the top of it, One Boston. And people were putting a little money in it here and there. But certainly, as is to be expected, there is, I can say, less interest, but less money coming in. And they didn't get as much as they thought they were going to get anyway. So here we have talk host Paul Westcott talking to Holly Robichard from the Boston Herald about the deceased suspect using welfare money to get trained and to build bombs.
What do you think about this guy and the body and what should be done with it?
Oh, I say fry him up and, feed him to the fish.
There you go.
Okay. But the thing that bothers me in this whole thing is that, you know, there are relatives that seem to have money. Send them the bill. And that the parents ordered a second autopsy on this guy, and they have been collecting welfare from us.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to send them a bill.
Absolutely.
These people, you know, we need to get that welfare money back. If they have money for an autopsy,
right,
then clearly that they were milking the system, and it's time to, charge them with defrauding our state and getting some money back.
Yeah, and for some reason that's not part of the conversation, and it seems to me Duvall and the president or whoever, nobody wants to talk about that, Holly. They just want to say, well, that happened, that's okay. Well, it's not okay. This guy, the older brother, was receiving benefits until December of last year. Our money he could have been using to build bombs. I mean, that's the scary part.
Well, he's obviously using our money to get trained to learn how to. So it's absolutely disgusting. And the governor has failed to take responsibility. And this is what happens when you've allowed the system of welfare to be so have so many problems in it. This is what happens when you are not doing any of the checks and balances on the system.
Right.
I mean, people are not required to give a Social Security number to get welfare in the state. I mean, that's just basic 101. Either you have a Social Security number or you don't, and if you don't, I'm sorry, you're not eligible to get welfare from the state.
That's the conversation. Yep.
Yeah, and our governor's like, you know, oh, we got to protect their privacy rights. No, we don't.
We have one dead terrorist,
and so I don't think he has any privacy
rights. He has no rights.
Right, and I think the other one who, you know, we are all pretty well sure that he's guilty of being a terrorist, and I don't think he has any privacy rights. On top of that, the parents are out of the country, and it's quite clear they defrauded our system.
Wow. All right, so got a little emotion there, and that's appropriate, I think. And I don't know that there's a lot of stuff floating around still about the Boston bombing. If we have time in the next half hour, we'll go back to it. But a lot of other things are going on. The NRA, the gun control conversations. Let's attach ourselves to that as we can, and we will, in a matter of moments here. I'm Doug, and he's Ken, and you're you. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Tori Clark, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can we tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Clark. 42 is a new, well-reviewed film about the well-known story of Jackie Robinson. Any application of this movie to race in America currently?
It wasn't just that Jackie Robinson was a great player. He had a great character. He had the strength of character to withstand the sort of taunts that were inevitably going to come his way. And that was why he, instead of, say, Roy Campanella, became the first person to break the color barrier in baseball.
Race, for me, is the fault line underneath this entire country. And we never deal with it in as open and transparent a fashion as we should. This helps people understand and talk about and debate and discuss the issue of race in this country. I'm all for it. This film does it. Everyone should see it. And my kids who are into their sports know the Jackie Robinson story, but they don't know the details, and they don't know actually how hard it was on a day-to-day basis. And I think this film brings it home.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Tori Clark.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, 27 before the top of the next hour. So you got another half hour in this hour to talk about the best stories of the day. It is not subjective. I guess it's objective, or is it the other way around? It is dependent on what people are motivated to be interested in. And many of you are hot to talk about and find out what happened at the NRA convention this past weekend. Pro-gun political conservatives serving up a lot of rhetoric to the members. 142nd annual convention. Governor Rick Perry telling the crowd that the correct response to horrific gun violence like the shootings in Connecticut is not another federal law, that criminals will go around anyway. His appearance before the convention was preceded by a video of him taking target practice with a semi-automatic rifle. He's an NRA member, has been for most of his adult life. He says that the gun owners group is about safe, responsible gun ownership. That's the beginning, the middle, and the end of the story. So we had the usual lineup of folks that you would think would show up, like Rick Santorum was there. There were people taking shots at Senator Feinstein and Mayor Bloomberg and President Obama, Vice President Biden. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas said the Obama administration had cut $300 million in school safety funding, although the president included money for more school resource officers in his new budget after the Newtown shooting. So with that all in mind, here's host Eric Crane talking about a couple of disturbing things that came out of this convention this weekend.
Well, thanks to her grandfather, a 3-year-old Texas girl is a card-carrying member of the National Rifle Association. She was a little darling of the gun lobby's annual convention and arms-dealing fest over the weekend in Houston. While the sight of little kids playing with real guns at a trade show was unsettling to some, especially in light of the Newtown tragedy, something else that happened in Texas over the weekend may be even more disturbing. A self-described libertarian group that calls itself the Defense Distributed claims it has manufactured a fully functioning plastic handgun made entirely with a 3D printer. The group, which counts gun advocates, computer technicians, and students from the U.S. and Germany among its members, has made this weapon from a second-hand 3D printer that costs about $8,000 new. Now, the gun is hardly perfected. It supposedly fell apart after firing 6 shots, but the bullets were real, standard 38 caliber rounds. Here's the real scary part. The group, which advocates Second Amendment rights, plans to publish online its blueprint for making this plastic weapon, a gun that can kill like any other, but because it's made entirely of plastic, it would be entirely undetectable through a metal detector at an airport, a courthouse, a high school, or where have you. And as mind-boggling as it sounds, this Texas group wants to manufacture assault-style guns, too, with the use of 3D printers, some of which are available for purchase for less than $2,000 right now at office supply stores like Staples. Gun control has not gotten much traction in Congress this year, despite Newtown, but this could be a game-changer. Senator Charles Schumer speaking out against what Defense Distributed is doing, noting that sooner or later these weapons could be perfected and become the tool of terrorists capable of bringing down a plane, shooting up a school or other public venue, and just about anybody who can read a blueprint and get this printer could make it in their garage. The company that makes the 3D printers being used to turn out the plastic pistol, Stratasys, says it can't control what people do with its machines any more than an automaker can prevent a drunk driver from speeding down a highway. But Senator Schumer, comparing the advent of the plastic gun to the one used in an attempt to kill the president in a Clint Eastwood movie, Line of Fire, is authoring legislation that would make possession of these homemade guns illegal. Nice idea, but legal is not usually a key word in the vocabulary of wanton killers or terrorists, homegrown or foreign. Something else for society to worry about and giving new meaning to the term death by technology.
Boy, that is pretty disturbing, Kenny. That'd be a good question to post on Facebook. Are you concerned about the ability? I don't even begin to understand how these 3D printers work. Do they use their technology on any object? You can put metal into these things, or you can put, obviously, from that report, plastic, make a plastic gun. It's undetectable. How the heck do these things work?
It seems to. I don't really understand how they work either, but it seems that they can somehow almost magically make just about anything.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. Meanwhile, Wayne LaPierre, the chief lobby and CEO for the NRA, has accused the news media of being in league with the president and the Democrats in a vicious effort to attack the Second Amendment. You can always count on LaPierre for a lot of flour and usually a lot of BS. Here, continuing on the NRA and gun control conversation as a result of the weekend convention, here is talk host Lee Matthews with Jennifer Joy from Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America about her organization protesting outside of Senator Inhofe's Oklahoma office.
You were protesting earlier today, but I wanted to find out just what your message is.
Well, our group is called Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, and we are a grassroots organization that supports common sense gun control legislation.
And what has Inhofe done that had you protesting?
Well, he voted no on the recent Senate bill regarding stronger gun control laws, and he was one of the senators who voted no.
When you talk about common sense gun legislation, what in your book is common sense?
Well, the number one thing that we support is background checks on all gun sales. We'd also like to see an assault weapons ban reintroduced, and then we also support a ban on high capacity magazines.
And when you say high capacity, what capacity is that?
More than 10.
More than 10, okay.
Yeah, rounds of ammunition, yeah.
What is the specific goal of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America?
Well, our goal, again, is to find common sense solutions to prevent gun violence. So we're really looking to prevent gun violence rather than just, like a lot of people kind of want to put a Band-Aid on the situation and just say we need more guns. And we think we can do better than that. We think that we can prevent it from happening by keeping guns out of the wrong hands.
Is there any legislation regarding mental health and mental health patients that your group is currently supporting?
Yes, we do support the current legislation for improvements in mental health. There does seem to be more bipartisan support of that type of legislation, whereas when it comes to guns, it's really become a political issue that there's a lot of disagreement about, and so we're trying to educate people and let them know that there are ways to prevent guns from getting in the wrong hands without infringing on people's Second Amendment rights.
888-302-3684. Do you think the NRA and all of their, as they were described by some in the news media, ultra-right personalities represent a vision of our country that has been roundly rejected? The founder and executive director of the Violence Policy Center traveled to the NRA to, I guess, you would say he was a reflector. He showed up. He says, the NRA is just out of touch with mainstream America, especially after the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. So there were protesters. There's actually a group led by one of the Occupy movers that read a list of 4,000 victims of gun violence, starting with the name of the 26 who lost their lives at the elementary school in Newtown last December. They were outside the Houston facility that housed all the people that went to the convention. And I see 80,000 people, Kenny, or close to that, went to this convention.
I thought I saw something like that, yeah.
Yeah, wow. A lot of people interested in guns. 888-302-3684. There's two, actually, things that I would like to spend some time talking about before we run ourselves out of time. YouTube announcement that they were going to start charging for using YouTube. Man, you're talking about dropping a bomb. We'll find out more about that in just a moment as the Good Day program continues.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
I had a lovely Mother's Day. My family got me some nice slippers, pajamas, beautiful jewelry, all from Kmart. But then they got me a helper monkey who doesn't help. So this Mother's Day, don't buy your mom a monkey. Just stop while you're ahead.
Kmart doesn't sell monkeys, but we have everything else you need for Mother's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Members earn points on qualifying purchases, subject to terms at ShopYourWay.com.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy.
I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Hello to folks listening this morning in Tampa and down in Fort Myers. Nice to have you on board. 888-302-3684. Hello to people in Bakersfield, California, and Reno as well, as we interact with lots of people who are interested. The folks in Kansas this morning, hello. 13 before the hour, I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler with some of the hot stories of the day. And if you don't think this is going to be hot, wait and see. YouTube, as you know, is owned by Google, reportedly introducing a paid subscription service for up to 50 of the specialty channels later this week. So, Kenny, what would be an example of a specialty channel on YouTube? I'm not aware that there were a specialty, but I have a channel on YouTube. Is that what they're talking about?
That's exactly what they're talking about. There are lots of between singers like Taylor Swift or networks, entertainment conglomerates, Warner Brothers, different TV shows have their own channels. There's a wide variety of that, and they're all looking at maybe getting a little extra money for all those millions of views that they're getting.
Mm-hmm. So who would pay that, the user or the people that put it up?
The user.
The user would pay.
And then they'll crack down even more on people who are putting up videos that violate copyright.
If you steal
a video of from a Taylor Swift concert or an old episode of Cheers and you put it up, they'll take it down.
They'll getcha. All right, so here's Jake Tapper talking to business reporter Rocco Pendola about this idea of shifting little by little to a pay-per-play format at YouTube.
What types of videos would fall under this new subscription plan? Not everything, right?
No, I think the cat videos, as popular as they are, probably be safe for a while. In and of itself, this is not a big deal. It's going to start small. It'll probably just involve a small number of YouTube channels at the beginning. But in terms of what this means for consumption of video in the industry, online and off, I think this is a really big deal because it could grow and it could put put YouTube in a position to start saying we're going to compete stronger with Netflix and Amazon and we're going to become, like they all aim to be, another cable channel.
Should YouTube users, and I'm one of them, should we worry that eventually we'll have to pay to subscribe to, let me just say hypothetically, Taylor Swift's music channel?
Well, in some respects, look at it from Taylor Swift's point of view, the label's point of view, YouTube's point of view. Why shouldn't you have to? There are people that I've never heard of before that have millions of subscribers to their YouTube channel, and YouTube is saying, maybe we'll give you the opportunity to charge a subscription fee and make a little bit more money off of your content in addition to the ad-based revenue that you're currently able to enjoy. So I'm not surprised that this is happening. This is really the trend where if you enjoy content, down the line you're going to pick and choose a la carte what you want to pay for. And it might be music from Taylor Swift. It might be sporting events. It might just be reruns of old television shows. The big kicker here for me is this opens the door for YouTube to get some of these deals that Netflix, for example, can't get. Netflix charges $8 a month. It's all-you-can-eat programming. So I watched the first two seasons of Louis C.K., for example, the FX show on Netflix. And I was like, wow, great show. I want to see season 3. So I fired up Netflix, searched for it. They don't have it. I had to go to Vudu, which is Walmart's streaming service, and pay $30 for the high-definition season of Louis C.K. Why wasn't it on Netflix? Because the people that own that content don't want you to watch every episode in a binge for $8 on Netflix. They want to get more out of the premium content. They don't want to dilute the premium nature of that content. So on-demand, pay-per-play, choose what you want to pay for. That's the model, and I think that's something that YouTube is knocking down the doors on right now.
All right, so if you're not understanding this, let me make it pretty clear. I was not aware of this until I listened to it, but it makes pretty good sense. They've made it clear there. I was going back, Kenny, doing a little research. YouTube started hosting channels last year that feature specialized content from places like The Onion, the BBC, and they have a lot of web-only content as well from different producers. So that's what they want to start charging for, it looks like. All right, 51 at the hour on Good Day. Sports injuries next.
gardeners. Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To the events of the day that are conversational. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an ear toward what people are talking about on a lot of good news talk radio stations around the country where this program is heard. And so we spend some time now on something that has been coming back and forth into the focus. It is the discussion of sports injuries, football concussions, story of the ref that was punched and then died, soccer referee. There are a lot of things that go back to this focus on the brain injuries. And here's a conversation held between Eddie Fingers, the radio host, Tracy Jones, talking to Dr. Tim Kremchek about the new, the most recent study, I think, seems to be one of these every month, finds most high school and college football players think it's okay to keep playing even if they have a concussion.
These kids are not going to take themselves out of a game, which means more and more it's on the coaches, the referees, and the medical professionals standing on the sideline. More than 90% of these kids think that it's proper to play with a concussion. 75%, as I said, they know what the symptoms are. 75% said that they had played with those symptoms and had not told the coaches, the people in charge, what was wrong.
First of all, the kids that are playing, the kids that want to continue to play, they're not going to come out with something like that. They got their bell rung. They don't know any better, or they want to rationalize that they can continue to play. It wasn't that big a deal. They realize that they've only got limited time to play, and they don't want to come out of the game and hope that they're going to miss the rest of their season. You see it all the time. The kids that come out with it, you think they broke something. You know, they hurt their shoulder. They want to run back in. You almost have to grab their helmets in football to make sure they don't go back in. And somebody gets their bell rung, comes out, shakes it off, sits down for a second, stands up and says, I can go. I'm ready to go. I'm a tough guy. I can play through this. They just don't know any better. That's scary. It's going to take the coaches, the referees, and the doctors on the sidelines to take the tough step to basically say, son, you're out.
You know what, though? You
forgot two important people, mom and dad. I mean, I think if I'm coaching, Doc, and someone, I coach football, and if a kid came up, and I know when a kid has a concussion, bring him up and then wave the parents down. You can do that. Say, is it all right that he goes back in? What do you want me to do with your parent, with your kid? Because they had that whole liability issue, right, where the referee's liable, the coach is liable.
Right.
You're not going to have coaches or referees refereeing games if that's the case.
Well, but I think it's going to be very important that the trainers on the sidelines and the doctors on the sidelines, pay attention, and they do call the parents down. Most of the time, you're right. 80% of the time, the parents are really cool with things, and they say, hey, if there's any question, keep them out. I don't want anything to happen to them. You get the 20% of the time of the dad who just says, hey, this is his chance. Forget it. He can play. He looks fine to me. Get him back in the game. We'll deal with it afterwards. Those are the struggles, and then, that's when you're just going to have to say, no, he can't play. I'll tell you what, those are tough decisions, but it's going to have to happen. I'm telling you, we're going to have to educate a lot of people this summer for when the fall sports come, because that's a very, very scary thing. And again, I agree 100% with Children's Hospital study. I mean, you see it all the time, and not necessarily with concussions, but these are things we hadn't really looked for before. You got your bell rung, you could still, follow your finger, you could still stand on one foot, you could still hop on one foot. Mm-hmm. Okay, you go ahead and play. Now we're a lot more careful. You've got to look a little more closely at these guys have got their bell rung, and again, it's safe than sorry. Take them out of game.
All right, so there's just such a focus on this that seems ridiculous. Focus on pushing these kids to play. What is in it for the long haul? Not much. Here's the story. You heard the story about the soccer referee who was punched by a 17-year-old. Here is Megyn Kelly talking with a couple of legal analysts about the charges that may be filed against the 17-year-old, which would be, in my opinion, quite reasonable.
They could upgrade these charges to manslaughter or worse.
They could actually upgrade them to murder, Megan. Then they're looking at intent. And from what we know, there was no intent to cause death. So that would be a second-degree murder charge, because you can't have premeditated murder without intent. So second degree would be the number one charge that could be levied. I'm thinking also voluntary manslaughter, not involuntary manslaughter, but voluntary manslaughter, meaning he precipitated the actions that caused this man's death. And could he ever should have known that punch in the head would lead to his death? Yes, it's very, very serious. Aggravated assault is not enough here, Megan.
All right. So what do you think? There are plenty of people playing soccer that are in danger, the same as with football, people who wrestle, people who play these contact sports. But this case is a whole different thing because of the way the injury took place, and it was a referee, actually. So that's the story of conversation, limited by time only. Because
a little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.